The last part here should go pretty quickly. Usage and outcomes. This is really just showing the utilization of NGS-based testing in community oncology practices since 2012, this exponential rise in the utilization there. The black caps are plasma-based NGS tests, and the orange bottoms there are the tissue-based. It's being done on a whole variety of tumor types. And as I alluded to earlier, the time between when a biopsy is taken and when the test is performed is shrinking, which shows that people are using fresher biopsies. There's a significant portion of general oncologists who still feel like they aren't very confident in interpreting the results that come back on an NGS report. That was shown several years ago and I think still persists today. There's an education gap there in what to do with these reports when I get them back. And the last bit that I want to focus on is a question that was posed earlier, is it worth it? And what data out there shows me if it's worth it or not? Some of the clinical trials that have been done matching patients to targeted therapies and looking at responses there. A couple of studies very early on looked at time to treatment failure, either on a matched targeted therapy or looking at the therapy immediately prior to. And what people saw is that when you gave a matched targeted therapy, there seemed to be an increased time to treatment failure in these early studies. And that's what kind of spurred on the field to say, we should do some large-scale clinical trial matching studies where we take a specific mutation and match it to a targeted therapy. And those are your studies like the NCI Match study, the ASCO Taper study, and a couple of others that are out there that are actively analyzing that question. When I have next-generation sequencing data, what does that mean for overall survival and progression-free survival in a matched targeted therapy population? And those are, like I say, ongoing studies for the most part. There have been some readouts from a couple of these. So the Winther study, genomic and transcriptomic analysis are both useful for therapy selection. Higher degrees of DNA and RNA matching independently were associated with longer PFS and OS. From the NCI Match study, TDM1 was well tolerated in GE and gastric cancers, and there were some responses that were seen as well. So this is all data that's emerging, trying to prove out whether or not it is worth it to do these large-scale NGS studies and match your patients to therapies that might be approved in other indications. And I think that's where I'll stop there.